everyone. I'm Dina Lewis, and this is As Seen by Us.
Elevate straight to the pinnacle, rose from the bottom in intervals, dreamed of the visuals, and watch it come to life just like
on today's episode. We're going to hear from the very creative team behind the song that was commissioned for this podcast called Elevated. This dynamic duo are Christian and his partner, my longtime friend, Alicia. We'll hear from them about how their hometown of New York City inspired their music, how this pandemic has impacted their art making, and their collaborative process behind creating Elevated. Then, we'll take a listen.
So, thank you guys so much for being here today. First of all, the song Elevated was everything to me, and then some. It literally moved me to tears, seriously, when I listened to it, because it just felt like y'all took what I gave you and you heard me. And I just want to know your inspiration behind Elevated.
Dina, thank you so much for having me on your podcast. So I started working on the song in late August. I actually told Christian what your vision was, Dina. And I told him that we wanted to use Win by J-Rock. Yeah, by J-Rock as a reference track. And I also told him to also think of like Jill Scott, Live in My Life Like It's Golden. So you made the beat, you went off on a run, and I sat down at the computer and started writing a little bit. And because we were using Win by J-Rock as a reference track, I really wanted one powerful word. How like Win is super powerful. I wanted one powerful word to express everything that you wanted us to express. So then Elevated just popped up in my head, and I felt like Elevated was a good word because it's not only about winning, it's also about what are you winning against. Like when you think of being elevated, you assume there's an undercurrent. There's something going on that you're flying high above. And that's what I liked about that word, because Win is a great song, but I think your song is a little more heavy, a little more serious, or at least that's what it came out to be.
Yeah. So, you know, first and foremost, thank you, Dina, for giving us the opportunity to create that song for you. We, like Alicia said, we sat down and we thought about it for, I think it was a couple of days or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, finally we said, all right, you know, because the more you think about it, the more you just procrastinate, and then the more you do nothing. So I was listening to the song Win by J-Rock, and I was just trying to get a vibe from it. I was checking out the tempo, what tempo is the song in, what key is the song in. That's usually where I start when somebody says, I want a song like this. It gives me a very good canvas to paint on, that it's not like I'm just coming up with something from scratch. Then the organ that I put in there, which is like a church organ, it reminded me of a baseball field. Like if you ever go to a baseball game, they have that organ going on in the back. So it reminded me of something big, something grand. And that's where I came up with that sound. And we just, once we got like three layers, like a nice bop going, and then a nice, you know, kick drum and all that kind of stuff, we sat down and we just wrote, and you know, we really were happy with what we came out with.
I mean, I really want you to talk about this part. I love that you brought up the church organs, because I'm a choir girl. I grew up in the church choir, and that was the first thing that I told Alicia in the text. I was like, oh my gosh, you know me so well. I heard the church organs in the background. Like, it's so inspiring. And Alicia, you told me that you fought Christian to not put the church organs in. Yes. Tell me about that.
So first of all, my ear needs training, because I did not know it was a church organ. And Christian's like, you hear the church organ? And once he said church organ, I was like, oh, this is heavy. Like, we're going for like a hype vibe, a wind vibe, you know, living my life like it's golden vibe. I felt like the song was a little I guess that's the word, heavy. But Christian stuck by his decision, and I'm glad that he did. Because that's like the first thing Dina told me, and I was like, wow. But yeah, I mean, also, like, there was a lyric that Christian wanted to fight me on, which is when I said, we're hella frustrated. And Christian was like, can you say hella? And also, frustrated is kind of negative. But I explained to him, Dina actually read the intro and description of what her podcast would be and, well, the different topics that you wanted to address. And I was very adamant about that. I was like, look, like, she expressed that she wants to, you know, talk about what it is to be Black in America and what we're going through as Black people, as well as artists in this time. So I stuck by that decision, and Dina liked that. So it's really funny how inherently we did our own thing, and we weren't sure about the other person's decision, but in the end, it was perfect for Dina.
It really was, y'all. I'm so excited for the whole world to hear this track. We're going to play it actually at the end of this episode so you all can get the full recording.
Woohoo!
Nice, nice.
Oh, I wanted to say, yeah, thank you so much for asking us to do this song. It's my first commission, not necessarily yours, right? Because I'm always like, hey, can you make a beat for me like this? But it was definitely my first commission where I was writing the song for someone else or someone else's project. And that's a big deal.
Aww. Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, I didn't know that. It's so sweet. That's what friends are for. Okay. So as musician and artist, where else do you find your inspiration for music, for songwriting?
So what really inspires my music is life itself, specifically my own experiences, my own feelings, as well as the stories that other people share with me and their experiences, whether they're real or imagined, because that's the beauty of creating music. A lot of times the feelings are imagined, or we just felt them differently than other people viewed it. And I do think that reading, especially fiction, has helped me find the beauty in life itself to write such beautiful stuff out of ordinary everyday occurrences.
I thought about this for some time, and the answers are usually always like the same, I guess. I get my inspiration from other music. I feel like mostly listening to music that inspires me, listening to music that moves me in any sort of way, whether it makes me hype or, you know, want to dance or emotional. And sometimes the music, you get more deeply inspired depending on like the time of day or depending on, I really don't know what it is. Like sometimes it's just like, you know, what's in the air or like where the moon is at. I don't know. Like sometimes you got to just make a mental note and do it. Also movies. Sometimes I'm watching a movie and I hear something in the background. As far as being a producer and being an artist, or I'm seeing a certain scene, I'm watching something on YouTube or I'm watching an inspirational scene and like I hear like the music coming up, or I just hear like a soundtrack to it in the background. Definitely relationships with people. You know, you can be very emotional dealing with the millions and billions of people on the planet.
Yeah.
And you know, very often it'll move you to like make some kind of art. Video games, I play a lot of video games, and sometimes, you know, the people that make music for video games too are just as creative and artistic as anybody, you know? So
because you said like you're keeping almost like your channel open, your senses and your body to like the elements and things going on around you. I wonder if you can share with us, how has this COVID pandemic and this Black Lives Matter pandemic, how has that impacted you as an artist?
I feel it's impacted me enormously. It has driven me to be more political with my music.
COVID has impacted me financially. I think it's impacted everyone financially, but as we've seen on the news, it has dramatically and negatively impacted the minority communities, which I am a part of, more heavily than other groups of people. And then the Black Lives Matter movement, it impacted me because it forced me to be more aware of my little decisions. For example, like buying a coffee from Starbucks, you don't think it's a big deal, but it is when that corporation is not allowing people to wear Black Lives Matter attire. So I think that was like what Black Lives Matter made me realize, that I don't want to just be actively performing, correct? That's what they call it, like performative activism.
Mm-hmm.
It's really easy to get lost in that, especially with social media. You want people to know like, yeah, I liked this organization or I donated to this organization.
So tell me, do you think it's the artist's responsibility to reflect back to the world the times that we're living in?
I would say no for me. For me, it's the artist's responsibility to be true to themselves and, you know, whatever that means to them, and to live without regrets and restraints while providing hope to the world. But most importantly, to like inspire people and be great. So that can be literally anything, if that includes, you know, feeling like they should have a responsibility to like reflect back on the world.
Originally, when I was first doing music, I didn't think it was the artist's responsibility. But now I realize it's not only their responsibility, it's actually usually their inclination as well to want to reflect the times. How do you define hope?
I would define it as inspiration, motivation. I was trying to like figure out a definition that with growth and passion, anything and anybody can change.
I love that too. I think hope is about believing. And for a long time, I believe that hope is a very private belief that you nurture every single day. It's almost like a seed and it's just in your heart. And I think it's more powerful when it is private. I had an experience about 3 years ago where I was talking to my best friend, and I think I mentioned music and how like I would like to be doing music. And she really innocently asked like, oh, you still want to do music? I didn't know that was still your dream. And I could have been hurt by that question, but I wasn't, because I've always been watering this seed of hope in my heart. And I understood why her question was valid, because I wasn't doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I never stopped believing in myself.
I guess that's hope.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because hope isn't like a thing that's stagnant. It's like continual.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we were talking about earlier, Alicia, like that layer, that onion. Like we're always growing and maturing, finding new levels to ourselves and life. I have a fun question for the both of you.
Mm-hmm.
What is your favorite song right now?
Well, I told you before, Dina, I want to do a cover of a Mariah Carey song. It's called Slipping Away. The reason it's my favorite song right now is because I know the history behind the song. I was telling Dina that Slipping Away was the B-side to Always Be My Baby. And I believe back then the singles were sold on a single disc, and usually they had two songs, one on each side. So that B-side didn't make it onto her Daydream album because Tommy Mottola felt that it was too urban and too R&B-ish. And it's great to see 30 years later that Mariah Carey is able to do justice to her song and has so much more creative control at this age in her career. And so that's why I love that song. Also, it's such a beautiful song. It's about kind of the love that you have with somebody changing, and basically they're slipping away, and it's very subtle. So I don't know, they're like almost within your grasp, and the change is very subtle, but also still very final, if that makes sense. So that's why I like that song.
Mine is Elevated by Alicia Cortez and Styles, FOETTFU.
Yes, but can you tell the people where we can find your music?
You can find it on Apple, Tidal, YouTube, Spotify. You can type Alicia Cortez and I will pop up on all of those streaming sites, or you can follow my music Instagram, which is A Cortez Music, and Cortez is spelled Cortez.
You guys can find my music on iTunes, Spotify, any major streaming service. You can find it there. You can look me up as Styles, FOETTFU. That's Styles with an I. I got two albums out currently. Styles 1 and Styles 2, and I'm planning on dropping another album within the next month. It is untitled as of right now.
Thank y'all so much for spending time with me tonight. Y'all are amazing. I think y'all should have own podcasts. I'm just saying. Yeah, y'all work really well together. And I mean, I'm not gassing them, y'all, but I feel like looking at you two, it's like Swiss Beats and Alicia Keys.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Yeah. Showtime?
Yes.
Thank you, Dina.
Of course. Love y'all. Thank you.
We love you too.
Love you too, Dina. Bye.
Without further ado, here is Elevated. And I'd be curious to know what you think of this song and what feelings it evokes out of you. Leave us a comment or a message on Instagram at as_scene_by_us. See you next week.
Elevate straight to the pinnacle, rose from the bottom in intervals. Dreamed of the visuals and watch it come to life just like a miracle. Watch it pay off like a tuition. Now I'm the boss of the soup kitchen, giving y'all nothing but nutrition. I really want all y'all to listen. Ain't no type of hate dividing us. Me and my people, we rising up. Young as old has me sizing up. Shooting my shot with the modest touch. I watched all my prayers pile up. At the top, but we ain't high enough. So you know what I'm climbing up. Soon the stars will be lining up.
Elevated, we're elevated, though we're underrated and hella frustrated. Elevated, we're elevated, creative blessings daily, so no use debating.